So how are you guys doing today?
Not too shabby. Doing
Good.
pretty good. Just that we were just saying, we just had a seemingly fire alarm go off in the theater today. But and I saw the, I think it was the restaurant next door.
Oh,
Because I
okay.
saw the fire truck. Somebody pulled up and they were messing with an alarm or something went off in there. But that was fun during another interview. I was doing the lights
There's
were
an
starting
apartment building here too.
there. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
That's actually happened to me before. I don't remember what show I was promoting, but the PR guy had the alarm go off like as I started recording. He's like, "Yeah, I gotta go." I'm
Course.
like, and he was like the most apologetic like person, and he felt like really bad. I'm like, it's kind of out of your hands, like,
I mean, yeah, you can't
it's
force
legally
that.
like we need
Yeah.
you to leave and get out of the building safely. So,
Exactly.
you're in Rochester rehearsing, or where are
Jersey
you?
City. And
Okay.
then the first show will be in Rochester, first couple of shows.
I've gotten to know a little bit about the show over the past few years. I talked to Jeremiah, I think it was last year or whenever the preview show was. It seems like it's gonna not only appeal to pro wrestling fans. There's gonna be some in-ring action, but it's sort of a way to bridge the gap between theater and pro wrestling. How do you guys? Do you agree with that? Like, what's your approach to making this a unique experience?
I mean, I've told a lot of people this is like, and I came up a theater kid. I studied theater in college. My degree is in acting and everything. So I'm very familiar with that space. And then I've obviously made a lot of my career in wrestling. And so to see those come together at this scale is really cool. And something I tell everybody, and you know this, like I've worked on one or two projects that are wrestling adjacent, that have their tell a wrestling story because people are very interested in it, but they practice. All right, we're going to do one move, a body slam and a kick. And all right, it's a little stage, a little ring on a stage. It's like for the show. It's like a prop. We're doing wrestling.
Yeah,
He's
we're
getting them
actually wrestling.
not only the actors ready to do like full-fledged matches, but we're having the guest wrestling stuff,
Yep.
right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the big challenge with this, both casts, the last cast and this cast, is teaching brand new actors how to wrestle in like 8 days and being able to do it safely, you know what I mean? And that's the key part is that we're about to go on tour, so we have to get these guys up to speed and being able to do this on a nightly basis. Whereas the first tour, it was only a couple shows, you know, and this time it's a lot. It's a big task for them to do, but I think we're cruising through it. The actors are doing great, and it's just the whole combination of the show with the theater world and wrestling, it's blended so seamlessly. It's really a pleasant experience, and it's something that you would want to check out. No, I know. I think the latest announcement was Madman Fulton. He's going to be a guest wrestler on some of the shows. Maybe you could speak to what exactly the role of guest wrestler is, like how often we'll maybe see some of these performers popping in.
Yeah, so the way the guest wrestler spot is designed is you're going to see pretty much new guest wrestlers pop up pretty much every night, you know, and that goes beyond just the guest wrestler. That also goes with some of the female talent that'll be going into the Ballet with Teeth, you know. So there's a lot of moving parts in it, and it's something that keeps it fresh. So that if you did see one show in Rochester, you come a couple of nights later, it's going to be a different show, different. You know, different moving parts to it and stuff. So it's a really cool experience.
Are you looking for maybe like I'm outside of Philly for an example. Are you going to look for maybe a more local wrestler, or is it just who based on availability, like who can come in and fit the role?
Yeah, it'll be a good blend of both. It'll be like you know, you're more popular wrestlers, you're more seasoned wrestlers mixed with your locals, you know. So the local variety of the way that we're booking it with other outside companies such as like MCW and you know House of Glory and stuff like that, it makes it really unique to each area, each city that we stop in.
Yeah, and I noticed Brandon Scott is one of those names. I believe he's from MCW, so certainly getting some of those regional names, I think, is going to help attract maybe some of their fans. But also, you have Mickie James as part of the cast. She's playing the mother. Mackenzie Mitchell's on board. Matt Cardona was Alexander Swagger in the original
run. So there's definitely a lot of variety in these shows. And I know, Matt, you mentioned being a theater kid. Afa, do you have any theater background, or is this like, do you
My,
have
he's getting one now. I'm getting one now. You know,
a
my first theater experience was when I came on board with the last match.
Okay.
And it's just been crazy to see the similarities between the two worlds. We're really just separated by language. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a lot of similarities both in the ring and on the stage, and both in the acting and in the ring. You know, so it's really cool to see the worlds blend.
Yeah, I'm gonna paraphrase, but somebody Eddie Kingston used this quote to describe Terry Funk when I talked to him. He said he transcend cultures and languages, and I think that's kind of what this is doing too. Like, no matter what sort of background, it feels like, you know, there's something for everybody. It's entertainment at its core. I didn't get a chance to see them live. I've been hoping. Not only am I gonna try to go to the Philadelphia show, but do you know if there's any plans to eventually stream it so that maybe people in these towns can maybe check it out, or at least release some clips from it?
I mean, I think for sure. I mean, we've got a great production team and everything. They've been doing great with like social media and stuff. So I imagine, and they did a good job last year too. So I imagine you will see clips. I think, I don't know any concrete plans, but I mean, right now the goal is definitely to try to get people into these theaters, into these venues to see it live. I mean, just like with wrestling, that's the absolute best way to see it. I think the hope would be after this concludes, maybe get it on the road again or somewhere else and stuff like that to go even wider. With it, and then I mean, just from there, it just depends, man. I mean, the sky's the limit, sort of thing.
Some of the dates coming up, I do want to mention Rochester. There's, think I'm going to lose count. I think there's 9 shows in a row from starting
There's
April.
there's a good like week full of shows.
So there's starting April 26th. So ne next week, it's coming up
Yeah,
really
it's coming
quick.
fast.
Albany, I mentioned Philadelphia is May 11th. So Baltimore, that's the MCW connection on May 12th. So quite a bit of dates coming up to really give people on the East Coast a taste of what's to come. So I wanted to ask about this really quick, Matt. I know you're doing a short film. It's called Arachnid. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I know it was just, I think you and Killer Kelly are part of the cast, but not too much is known about it.
And not too much is known by me about it. Simply just because of the fact, Luke, who's the man behind the film, who's an awesome filmmaker. We've worked with him at TNA on some stuff like that, and Kelly's obviously an incredible performer. But that came together kind of very quickly. I talked to Luke, and he shot me a message. He's like, "I'd love to have you." It's kind of a small off-screen role that I'll be playing. I haven't seen a script or anything yet. I know they're working on the more meat and potatoes of the movie. In Toronto and stuff right now. They're getting costumes ready and they're where you know filming locations and all that. I know they're getting all that set. So I'm very excited myself to see more of it come together. I know Luke is really talented. Of course, Kelly is such a magnetic performer. And I think just hearing the little bits, it's kind of a horror style short film that is like perfect Killer Kelly vehicle, if you ask me, for something like that. So I can't wait. So yeah, honestly, like all we did was agree, like, hey, would you like to be this supporting character? And I was like, yes, please. So yeah, I haven't seen all the details come together yet, but I'm very excited to get more of it moving along.
I wanted to talk about your respective characters in the last match really quick. Matt, you play the boss. Afa, you not only are the booker and choreographer for the production behind the scenes, but you're listed as the surgeon and the son of Stalin. Walk me through this, because obviously people know your background and your history in wrestling. This seems a new road to take.
That's
I'm
right.
getting like '80s like Volkov
Oh,
vibes, almost a little bit like a Glow vibe, because of how
sure.
different the character is from the
Right.
person. So, like, tell me a little bit about the surgeon and the son of Stalin.
So the surgeon character is basically the complete opposite of me. As everyone knows, I've pretty much grown up as a wild Samoan in this business.
crazy guy picking his hair, headbutting people. And now I got to be a more sophisticated surgeon, you know? So it's quite the challenge for me, but I'm really having fun with it. And the son of Stalin is, yeah, it's we're in 1989, man.
Right.
You know, like this is the heart of wrestling in the 80s. Like we're about to cross over into the new generation. And that's where all these characters stem from. So the son of Stalin is, yeah, he's your Volkov type heel. And yeah, it's very menacing, and it's really fun to take on these roles. It really is.
Yeah, it's like you need a Russian character. Who are we gonna call? Get the Samoan guy.
That's right. That's right. Better Russian than a Samoan, you know?
Matt, you can be seen on TNA. I almost said Impact. I'm still getting used to
I do it every so often too. Don't worry.
So you can be seen or heard weekly on TNA TV. I know you said recently that you are still a free agent. Can you clarify like how that works? Like, is it because you're like under a broadcasting deal, or can you explain
No,
how that works?
it's kind of, yeah, came in to TNA under a handshake deal, and that's just kind of stayed the way that way for this whole time. We've kind of, terms have changed here and there, but I kind of just go on a date by date deal with them. But I love the team there. I don't plan on going anywhere, but it does kind of offer me the I don't have to ask permission to do this. I'm not under a certain guideline. I can do shows like this, which I've luckily been able to also make work with. I've got Rebellion this coming weekend. Obviously, I'll be heading out to do that and then coming back to finish our tech rehearsals. And I have a set of two shows during our run here that we have some awesome cover actors that are going to help us with that. But yeah, that allows me the freedom to do things like this.
Final question. I usually do a watch list feature where I try to get match picks from your respective careers, but I'm going to put a little last match twist on it. Is there a match that you would sit fans down and say, here's sort of the vibe you're going to get from the production when they come and see it? Like, we already kind of talked Volkov. We talked about that like 89 new generation vibe, but is there a match that you'd maybe say, here's the sort of theatrics you're going to get from the last match?
That's tough because,
Yeah.
like, so part of, like you said, where this the show takes place in that 80s heyday of wrestling, so you are getting those very bright neon kind of colors and all that stuff. So I mean, my immediate, like, if I were gonna watch someone, sit someone down, like Hogan, Sheik, right? I mean,
Yeah.
like that type. We're good white meat, good guy, and there's a very clear cut, pokey bad guy,
Oh,
and
yeah.
everything who's so over the top and cocky and arrogant. So is that, but then also, I mean,
With the mix of Miss Elizabeth in there.
yeah,
Like,
literally, yeah.
there's
Very, very
lust in
much,
them
you know.
eyes. Yeah, it's,
Yeah, I
right?
mean, yeah. So I mean, Hogan, Macho Man might be another good one. You know, the Mega Powers and imploding is probably a good kind of vibe with that too. Yeah, there's stuff, but from that era of wrestling, for
Yeah,
sure.
absolutely. I'd have to agree.
All right. Anything else you want to plug or promote? I got a couple of the dates out there. You can check the full schedule up to date on the last. It's thelastmatch.com, and it'll be under the tickets page. You can also check out who else is in the cast, who else is on the crew. A lot of names involved in this show. So it's quite the production. But my long rant over. Anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, just come on out. Make sure you check us out. No matter where you're at in the East Coast, you know what I mean? We have tours from dates from Rochester all the way up to Vermont, all the way down to Atlanta. So there's plenty of opportunities to see us. And coming from someone 25 years in the business, this is something that the business has yet to see, you know, and it's blended so good. And the fun part about this is it's introducing new wrestling fans. You know, because we're getting theater fans coming in or rock and roll fans coming in, and after by the end of the show, they're like, "Oh man, this is awesome!" And a lot of people are starting to follow us after that. So that's a really cool thing to do these days because it's really hard to introduce new fans because you either like wrestling or you don't. So it's really positive, and it's really a lot of good time. So come on out and make sure that you stop on by any of the tour dates.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is one of those things where, like, we're obviously hard reaching for wrestling fans to come out and see it. There's a lot for them, but like, I also, I just, I want to continue to reach over theater fan, man. If you like musical theater, this is more than that. It's heavy rock, but again, the vocal performances of some of our leads and everything are just so good. The music is so good from our band and our music team that it's on that Broadway level quality as well. So you're getting great wrestling, over the top action, and then that level of music. So like, the
Mixed
only
in.
thing we can plug is, yes, just the show. Check out
Yeah.
tickets. Check out any date you can walk, drive, fly, ride a train to. Get in your buddy's trunk. I don't care. Just get in here and see it. You will not regret it.